Three Things That Might Happen If I Stay With Hari, by Krishna's Mercy.
Yoyoya yantanu bhaktaha, shraddhayarchitumichhati, tasya tasya achala shraddha, tame vidhamya aham.
Quote, I am in everyone's heart as the Supersoul. As soon as one desires to worship the demigods, I make his faith steady so that he can devote himself to some particular deity. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.21.
I have learned from Bhagavad Gita that Sri Krishna strengthens a person's faith in other gods. If, for some reason, I approach a devata other than him, Krishna does not reject the appeal. He is neither angry nor vengeful. He will increase my faith to the point that I will have an attachment. I will think that the other god has helped me, when it has been Krishna the entire time, working in the background. Along those lines, I was wondering if the same applied to people who do approach Krishna directly. I understand that worshipping Vishnu, Rama, or Narsimha is essentially the same thing. These are non-different manifestations of the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Will my faith be strengthened? Will my desires be fulfilled in the same way the devotees help their devotees?
1. He might remove everything that is currently dear to me.
Since I have worshipped Hari, I have lost my job and the home that I lived in for over 30 years. Seriously, is that supposed to happen? The things that were most dear to me, now vanished, into thin air. In that sense I have become the poorest person in the world. Someone else might be more destitute, but I think the sting of losing something you once had is worse. If you grew up with nothing, you can't very well understand the pain and suffering from having things snatched away from you.
2. He might bring me to my knees in hopeless desperation.
Since I have worshipped Hari, I am known to curse at the entire world, on a daily basis. I have lost the association of those dearest to me. Members of my own family and people, that I connected with through friendship, understanding, exchange of emotions, and listening. What a cruel place we live in. Why are we even here? I feel like it was a waste to even take birth. I would rather not have met these people. If I knew that one day the pain of separation would be this severe, I would not have taken the risk. Better to leave home right away, and live in a forest somewhere. Yet no one presented that option to me during youth, so I didn't find out until it was too late.
3. He might cripple my attachments to the point that I no longer have any.
I don't think we ever notice the big transitions in life while they are taking place. We think of our daily life a certain way, based on how we lived in the past. But I noticed recently that since worshipping Hari, everything has changed for me. I used to be so attached to several things which are no longer in my life. They are not even important anymore. It is like someone took them away by force. I had no choice in the matter. I was trying to survive, so I had to make difficult decisions. It was either this way or that way. The way I went meant severing those attachments. I always thought that one day they would come back, that I would live the old way again. But now I realize that will likely never happen.
Sri Krishna is also known as Hari since he takes away from the devotees, if necessary. Unlike with the devotees, in his role carrying superior standing he employs oversight and discrimination. It is not a business transaction with Vishnu, no matter how much we try. I can pray as hard as I want to have that person want to marry me, to live happily ever after. If the desire will ultimately do me harm, Vishnu will have other ideas. He might reject the proposal, causing me untold pain and heartache, in the short term. If I find out that Hari was responsible, I might even curse him to his face. Yet the devotion remains. The connection is still there. Through the removal of attachments and obstacles, the relationship becomes stronger. I begin to see more clearly and I soon regret not having made the approach sooner in life. He is currently in my heart and has always been there. He is my greatest well-wisher, birth after birth. In closing, when towards devotees directing, Krishna that attachment protecting, the same to apply. When towards Hari to try, discrimination the difference, demigods mostly indifferent. Lose everything I might, but to Lord attachment tight.